at 7:27. This is BBC Sussex. Neil Pringle on The Breakfast Show today. We're talking about contrasting jobs today. The different things you've done in your life. Here's a new one. Prison officer to media photographer. That's an interesting one. And how about this one? World windsurfer to, from being a solicitor. That's what we're talking about. Lucy Robson, who's kicked all this off. She's handed in her notice at Caulfield Law LLP and uprooting her life and moving with her daughter to the Canary Islands to train for the Women's World Tour of Windsurfing. She's going to be joining us shortly. And she's sort of inspired us, really, to ask the question is, sort of, what jobs have you done, which are sort of at different ends of the spectrum? Lucy's on the line now. Hello, Lucy.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. So that decision to stop being a solicitor and to start being a full-time windsurfer, was that an easy one to take?
It was fairly easy, actually. I probably shouldn't say that, but obviously windsurfing is a big passion of mine, so it didn't take much sort of encouragement to go the next level and leave the office job.
Not even frightening, in a way, you know, sort of like this, the stability of a solicitor's office to sort of the instability of, of being out there on the waves.
Probably my friends would say that's as a result of me being fairly impulsive, but I absolutely love windsurfing and I've done law for quite some time now, so I was thinking perhaps, you know, I might just give it a go.
Yes, fair enough. I mean, I think you're probably making the right decision, actually. I think most people, if they were going to, what would you rather do? Windsurfing. But, I mean, is there a living in this sort of thing? I mean, how hard is it to make ends meet as a windsurfer?
I think it's fairly challenging in most ways to make a living out of windsurfing because obviously it's not, you know, the most well-paid profession these days, but it's definitely for the love of it. And, you know, there's lots of other things you can do related to windsurfing other than just competing in terms of coaching and, you know, the media, etc. So perhaps, you know, I'll just try a few avenues, but at the moment it'll be just about the windsurfing.
Right, OK. Now, there's this big competition in Tyree in Scotland that I've been hearing about.
Yes.
This is where the world's elite in the sport go, is it?
Allegedly, no, they are. I'm going up this Friday with two friends of mine, Sam Neill and Chris Murray, and we'll be training the week before, and then it starts the following weekend, so it's all getting quite exciting now.
Right. How good are you, Lucy?
Come on.
It's a bit like that Ed Miliband question. Go on, be honest about it, you know.
What a great comparison. obviously, you know, I'd like to think now I've got to a fairly good level, especially in the UK. There's a bit of expectation that I should do quite well at this competition, so hopefully I won't let too many people down.
Oh, no, God, I'm sure you...
No.
Of course you won't. Oh, yourself either. For those of us who've never done it, just sum up the exhilaration of what it's like being out there on the seas with the wind in the sail and all that.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. I'm sure there's a few songs out there that might do it justice, but you really, it's absolute escapism. You're in a different world, and you really feel the exhilaration of all those sort of elements around you that make you realise just how small you are. Give you an opportunity to just, you know, feel rather than think most of the time.
Right. I really can't see what that has got over working in an office.
Really? No, I
think you made a really bad mistake. Good luck anyway. Thanks a lot, Lucy.
Thank you very much.
There you are. And if you've got an interesting contrasting jobs story for us, so you used to be that and you turned into this, you know, the different contrasts in the jobs that you've done, 81333, start your text with radio.